Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. My First Learn to Write Workbook by Crystal Radke is a preschool handwriting and early skills workbook designed for children roughly ages 3 to 5. It belongs to the practical educational activity book genre rather than narrative or theory. And its purpose is to help young learners develop readiness for formal writing through repeated, guided pencil tasks. The book emphasizes pen control, line tracing, uppercase letter formation, numbers, and basic shapes, using large print pages and simple visual prompts suited to emerging fine motor abilities. Its structure reflects a common early childhood principle children usually write more confidently when they first practice the movements behind writing, such as curves, straight lines, loops, and controlled stops, rather than presenting handwriting as memorization alone. The workbook turns pre-writing motions into short activities such as tracing paths, connecting dots, and completing familiar symbols. Its appeal lies in being low-tech, affordable, and easy for parents, caregivers, or preschool teachers to use without specialized training. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pen control is treated as the foundation before formal handwriting. The workbook begins from the practical assumption that handwriting is a motor skill before it is a language skill. Young children often struggle less with recognizing letters than with controlling a pencil well enough to reproduce them. For that reason, the book places pen control and line tracing at the center of its method. Activities involving straight lines, curves, zigzags, loops, and paths give children repeated chances to coordinate hand movement, visual tracking, and pressure on the page. This matters because letters and numbers are built from the same basic strokes. A child who can stop at a point, follow a curved route, or trace a vertical line is better prepared to form recognizable symbols later. The book, therefore, uses pre-writing drills not as filler but as scaffolding. It reduces the complexity of writing into smaller motions that can be practiced safely and repeatedly. This approach is especially appropriate for preschoolers because it respects their developmental stage. They need large movements, visible guides, and short tasks before they can manage the precision expected in kindergarten handwriting. Secondly, tracing activities connect abstract symbols to visible and repeatable motion. A key feature of the workbook is its reliance on tracing as a bridge between seeing a symbol and producing it independently. Letters, numbers, and shapes can be abstract for preschool children because they require both recognition and reproduction. Tracing lowers that barrier by giving the child a visible path to follow. The page shows where the hand should begin, continue, and end, which turns an unfamiliar symbol into a sequence of manageable actions. This is particularly useful for uppercase letters, numbers 1 through 10, and basic geometric forms, all of which appear in early school readiness expectations. The value of tracing is not only visual copying, it also builds muscle memory through repeated movement. When children trace a letter several times, they start to associate its appearance with the physical pattern needed to create it. The workbook also uses large print formatting, which gives beginners more room for imprecise movements. That design choice is important because overly small writing spaces can create frustration before a child has developed sufficient fine motor control. Thirdly, varied page formats help repetition feel less mechanical. Handwriting practice depends on repetition. But preschool learners have limited attention spans and often resist drills that feel identical from page to page. The workbook addresses this tension by using a variety of activity formats, including tracing paths, connect the dots, fill in the blanks, and large symbol practice. The educational function remains consistent: children repeat the hand motions required for writing. The surface form, however, changes often enough to reduce monotony. This is an important design principle in early childhood materials. Variety does not replace practice, it makes practice more sustainable. Illustrations and simple visual cues also help frame the pages as activities rather than tests. When a child traces a line to complete a picture or follows a path toward an object, the motor task gains a small purpose that is easy to understand. The book is not a game in the digital sense, but it borrows the idea that engagement improves persistence. Its effectiveness depends partly on balancing predictability with novelty children, know what kind of action is expected. Yet the page context changes enough to keep the work approachable. Fourthly, the workbook supports adult-guided learning without requiring a formal curriculum. My First Learn to Write workbook is designed to be usable by parents and educators who want a straightforward supplement rather than a full teaching program. Its pages are self-explanatory enough for home use, but they still benefit from adult guidance. A caregiver can help a child hold the pencil, start in the correct place, follow the line slowly, and avoid rushing through the page. This makes the book practical for informal learning environments where families may not be following a structured preschool curriculum. The workbook also provides a visible record of progress, which can help adults notice whether a child is gaining control over lines, curves, spacing, and pressure. Unlike digital handwriting apps, it gives direct paper and pencil experience, which remains relevant because early schoolwork is still often completed by hand. The limitation is that the book cannot correct grip, posture, or direction on its own. Its strongest use is therefore interactive, and adult observes, encourages pauses, and turns the activity into deliberate practice rather than simple page completion. Lastly, its scope is school readiness, not a complete literacy program. The workbook is best understood as a readiness tool, not as a complete reading or writing curriculum. Its core content centers on the mechanics of early handwriting tracing, pen control, uppercase letters, numbers, and shapes. These are important foundations, but they do not by themselves teach phonics, spelling, sentence composition, or full reading comprehension. The book can reinforce symbol recognition by pairing marks with visual cues, yet its main outcome is improved familiarity and control, not independent literacy. This distinction matters for realistic use. Parents may value the book because it prepares children for tasks commonly encountered in preschool and kindergarten, such as writing letters, recognizing numbers, and following pencil paths. However, children will still need oral language play, alphabet sounds, shared reading, and open-ended drawing or writing opportunities to build broader literacy. The workbook stands strongest when placed within that wider context. Its focus is deliberately narrow, and that narrowness is part of its practicality. It offers concentrated practice in the motor and visual skills that often make the first stages of handwriting difficult. In conclusion, My First Learn to Write workbook is most useful for parents, caregivers, preschool teachers, and homeschool educators who want a simple paper-based tool for early handwriting readiness. It is especially appropriate for children who are beginning to use pencils or crayons with more control, but are not yet ready for small handwriting lines or independent letter production. The practical benefit is clear. The book gives repeated exposure to the strokes, directions, and visual forms that underlie early writing. It can also help adults identify whether a child needs more practice with curves, straight lines, pressure control, or staying within a guided path. Intellectually, the workbook is modest rather than theoretical, but it reflects sound early learning logic by moving from motor control to symbol formation. Compared with many similar preschool workbooks, it stands out through its concentrated emphasis on pre-writing skills and its broad mix of tracing, letters, numbers, shapes, and simple activity formats in one volume. It is not a substitute for conversation, reading aloud, phonics exposure, or creative drawing. And families seeking reusable wipe-clean pages or digital feedback may need other resources. Its main strength is reliability. It offers a clear, accessible sequence of hands-on practice that supports the transition from playful mark-making to more intentional early handwriting. If you would like to support Crystal Radke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.